You're listening to the Opportunity Zones podcast. Get ready to grow your wealth with insights and strategies for qualified opportunity fund investors. And now, here's your host, Jimmy Atkinson.
We are live. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Opportunity Zone webinar, 5 tips for raising Opportunity Zone equity. I'm Jimmy Atkinson, and during today's presentation, you're going to learn why OZ fundraising may pick up toward year end, the perfect marketing hook contained within the Opportunity Zone tax incentive, my OZ pitch ready checklist, and of course, my 5 Opportunity Zone equity raising tips. I'll also tell you about my Opportunity Zone mastermind group, OZ Insiders, why it may be a great fit for you. And for those who stay until the very end, I'll also have a free bonus or two to offer to you. Today's webinar is being recorded. It's also being simulcast to our YouTube channel. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/opportunitydb. Of course, you're also welcome to continue to watch the webinar here in Zoom if you're joining us on Zoom. And I want today's webinar to be interactive. So if you have any questions during the course of my presentation, please use the Q&A tool or the Zoom chat in your Zoom toolbar to submit any questions. And with that, let's dive in. Quick legal disclaimer before we officially get going. This is not meant to be investment advice. We're not in the business of providing investment advice, investment services, legal advice, or tax advice. Please consult with a professional before making any investment decisions. A couple of charts that I'll show to explain why I'm so excited about Opportunity Zone investing and Opportunity Zone fundraising in this moment in time here today. If you look at the S&P 500 over the past 5 years, it's up over 80%. That's a heck of a lot of capital gains that may seek some deferral options at some point soon if stock market investors take a little bit off the table and need some way to shelter those capital gains. Opportunity zones are a great option for stock market investors. Bitcoin as well has roared back over the course of this year. And I'll point out, by the way, that in 2021 right here, when Bitcoin had its had that surge a few years ago, a lot of the earliest investors in Opportunity Zone projects were Bitcoin investors, folks who had bought Bitcoin at 10,000 or 5,000 or 1,000 way back here off of this chart to the left here, and then sold at 50 or 60,000, had massive capital gains. And Opportunity Zones were a great place to defer their gains and to invest into communities that needed this type of private capital investment. We're seeing a resurgence of Bitcoin here over the past several months, and there's a lot of pent-up gains once again in Bitcoin. Now, for the bad news, the state of the commercial real estate market has been better. We're in a bit of a down market for real estate transaction volume. These two charts here kind of show why, hand in hand. Huge spike in interest rates over the last 2 years. No surprise to everyone, we're up above 5%, the federal funds rate. And that's led to a precipitous decline in investments into real estate, as you can see on this chart here from CBRE. A little bit about me before we get going further here. I'm Jimmy Atkinson. For those who don't know me, I founded Opportunity DB in 2018, right when Opportunity Zones were starting to become popular and in the first investment dollars were starting to pour in. I have over 20,000 subscribers on my Opportunity Zone email list. I've personally worked with over 100 GPs and fund managers in the industry. I've hosted 11 OZ Pitch Day events. We have our 12th one coming up next month. I've conducted 300 plus podcast interviews, and I've also done dozens of investment webinars like the one that you're joining me today for right now. So I have a lot of experience in this space. So this is it. These are the 5 tips. I won't hide them any longer. We'll go through these one at a time, but just to quickly list all 5 tips. And again, it's a challenge in today's environment to raise equity for anything real estate related, but particularly for Opportunity Zones because of the higher interest rates and investment volume is down. But the good news, like I showed you on those first couple charts, there's a lot of pent up capital gains in some of these markets. Real estate, sure, but also stocks and crypto as well. So tip number one, understand the Opportunity Zone hook. I'll explain that in a moment here on the next slide. Tip two, build your infrastructure. And I'll show you a shortcut to do that. Tip three, investing in projects, investing in deals, it's all about the story. Investors want a story that they're investing in. And I'll go into more detail on that a little bit later in today's presentation. And then tips 4 and 5, you tell the investor your story and you want to generate leads from prospects, and then you want to close those leads. I'll give you more information on all of these tips throughout the course of today's presentation. And then I'm going to transition into talking to you a little bit more about OZ Insiders, our Opportunity Zone Mastermind group. So tip number one, understand the Opportunity Zone hook. And the key here really is that hourglass on the right side of the slide. Then the built-in marketing hook for the Opportunity Zone tax incentive is there is a deadline. There is a ticking clock. There is urgency in play when it comes to an investor having a certain number of days to pull the trigger and make an Opportunity Zone investment. So it's the perfect built-in marketing hook if you are a project sponsor or a developer or a qualified opportunity fund manager raising capital for other folks' projects. Just knowing that your prospects are all facing that 180-day ticking clock, it's a terrific built-in urgency offer. Play it up. And beyond that, just understand the Opportunity Zone hook itself. Understand deeply how the incentive works. Understand what the after-tax IRR comparison is. If you're looking at two comparable properties, one is in an Opportunity Zone, one is not. Be able to explain what that difference is. And go where the Opportunity Zone people are. And what that means, this first bullet point, is where are Opportunity Zone people? Well, I would suggest that they're in my network. They're on my platform. They'll be at OZ Pitch Day in a few weeks. More on that in a minute. But also, who knows, who are Opportunity Zone investors? They're accredited investors with eligible gains. So another tip to look for those types of folks is go through your RIA network. Do you know any financial advisors? Do you know any CPAs? Those are the folks who are the gatekeepers to investors who have eligible gains, and they'll know when and where those eligible gains are triggered. It's always easier to close an investor who understands Opportunity Zones, and it's also easier to close an existing investor. So if you have existing investors, that's a great place to start. If you don't, or if you don't have a large Rolodex of existing investors, it's easier to close an investor who knows OZs. That's why my platform exists. The investors on my platform, they know OZs. They come to OZ Pitch Day specifically because they're looking for Opportunity Zone deal flow. They want to be able to park their capital gains into an Opportunity Zone eligible investment. They already understand it. So OZ Pitch Day is a great place to start. So here's your, that's tip number one. Understand the hook and know where to go to find prospects. Tip number two, build your infrastructure. And what do I mean by this? Well, there's this huge laundry list here, and this is really my pitch-ready checklist for Opportunity Zone funds, project sponsors in Opportunity Zones, startups that are raising capital in Opportunity Zones, any type of entity or security that you're raising capital for, if it's a qualified Opportunity Zone business or a qualified opportunity fund itself. You need to, if you're raising money from outside capital sources, you really need everything on this list. I'll rattle them off very quickly, one at a time here without going into a lot of detail. By the way, in case you're just joining us, I mentioned at the top that this entire presentation I'm giving right now is a really condensed version of the masterclass on raising Opportunity Zone equity that I gave to our OZ Insiders members a couple months back. So if you're an OZ Insider member, if you're thinking about becoming an OZ Insider member, you get a much more in-depth version of today's presentation when you join OZ Insiders. More on that a little bit later. So first of all, you want the deal or portfolio of deals. You need a fund entity. You need a QOZB entity. You need a private placement memorandum if you're raising from outside capital sources. If it goes beyond yourself and your partners, if you're raising from even from friends and family, or especially once you go beyond friends and family, you want private placement memorandum, and you want to be able to file with federal and state securities agencies And typically, I recommend Regulation D, Rule 506C as your securities exemption at the federal level. You'll need subscription documents in order to bring in your investors and accept their wires and add them to your cap table. And then, you know, once you get all the capital in, you need fund administration and accounting and legal to handle it all. In terms of putting together a pitch deck, you need the pitch deck, but you also need pro forma financial projections to show in the pitch deck. Ideally, you would have a third-party due diligence report. Money in the deal, what I mean by this is you don't want to go out raising capital without having any money in the deal. You want at least your own money in the deal or money from friends and family in the deal. It's very important to see GPs with skin in the game. And then a CRM, a customer relationship management tool. It can be an Excel spreadsheet. It can be a Google Sheets. It can be HubSpot. It can be MailChimp. It can be any one of a number of systems that track your prospects and your investors for ongoing marketing and sales communication. So that's building your infrastructure. Oh, by the way, a shortcut to building your infrastructure is to join OZ Insiders. We have professionals in our network that specialize in one or more of each of these different services. So if you have none of this, maybe you have half of it, maybe you have 80% of it, but you're stuck on a few things, joining OZ Insiders will help shortcut you to getting to your next level with your opportunity zone strategy. If you're raising capital for a deal, if you're raising capital for a fund, if you're raising capital for a startup business in an opportunity zone, consider joining OZ Insiders because we can connect you with a lot of the folks that can help make your infrastructure a robust mechanism so that you can market, bring in new investors, and ultimately operate your underlying investments. As we transition into tip number three, a quote from one of my favorite marketers, Seth Godin: marketing is no longer about the stuff you make, but the stories you tell. And what I mean by that is an opportunity zone investor in particular doesn't invest in the deal. They don't invest in the dirt. They don't invest in the building. They don't invest in the construction. They don't invest in the business. They don't make the decision to make an investment because of the actual underlying asset. They make a decision to invest because of the story that you tell them about that business, about that real estate project, about that dirt on this earth, why it's so important that you're doing this project, why it's so important that they become a part of that story. That's why people invest. So tip number three is tell your story. And you want to do so in the form of a great pitch deck. So the components of a great pitch deck will include the vision or the story, most importantly. And then all of these other bullet points help to bolster that story itself. I've got a few examples of some pitch deck slides here on the right side of the screen. But what you want are you want renderings. The renderings help tell the story. And then you want some practical concerns. What's the total raise? How much equity are you raising? What's the total project size? What tranches of capital are you going to have come in over what period? Are you just raising for land acquisition right now, and then you'll have construction financing and construction equity raise down the road? You know, what's your timeline? When's your expected close? All those practical details. What's the minimum investment? You know, can I put in 50,000? Can I put in 100? Do you require $1 million? Let me know. Who's your team and what's the track record? This might be one of the most important slides you'll want in your pitch deck, because this is a long-term hold. When you bring in an investor into your opportunity zone deal, that investor is investing with his or her OZ equity dollars, because he or she needs to hold that investment for 10 years or more. So you're essentially getting married to that investor and many other investors, most likely, for a decade. So you want to know who that investor is. And likewise, that investor wants to know who you are. Who are they getting married to for the next 10 plus years? What's your team? What's your track record? Some more practical considerations. Like to see a pro forma financial projections and some investment terms. What are the fees? How many fees am I paying? What's the distribution waterfall? What's the pref return, all those practical concerns. And then a little bit of OZ 101. Like I mentioned, well, the folks in our network, folks in my network at OZ Insiders and at Opportunity DB, the folks who come to OZ Pitch Day, they know OZs already. They have a basic understanding of OZ 101, but it always helps and it never hurts, I would say, to have one or two slides specifically about Opportunity Zones in your deck, particularly if you can show the impact of the Opportunity Zone tax incentive on the after-tax IRR or after-tax return on investment or after-tax equity multiple, however you want to put it. And then finally, and I would say most importantly, is a call to action. Don't leave the prospect watching your pitch deck hanging. Tell him or tell her which step to take next. Take the next step. Request our subscription documents. Take the next step. Go to this URL to schedule a call with me or my team. Take the next step. Click here to download our report on why we think this location is the best thing since sliced bread. Whatever your call to action is, have them do something to take some next step so that you can continue to communicate with them. That's tip number three. Tip number four, generate leads. It's a numbers game. With the sale of any type of product or bringing in investment dollars, whatever you're doing, if you're doing any form of marketing, it's a numbers game and you need prospects or you need leads. I use those two terms interchangeably. Investment prospects or leads, folks who have signaled that they're interested in learning more about your product, your service, or in this case, your investment opportunity. And you want to take a multi-channel approach to generating leads and to telling your story. You can use search marketing, you can use social media marketing, email marketing, webinars and podcasts like this one, YouTube. I'm sure there's many more channels that I haven't even included there. In fact, all of those channels are online channels. I didn't even mention any offline channels. You can go to conferences, you can send out mailers, you can advertise in local magazines or trade magazines. I don't know, I'm just thinking of these off the top of my head here. You can advertise through our platform at Opportunity DB. You can perform a marketing campaign by pitching your project directly to investors at OZ Pitch Day. In fact, that's the shortcut, OZ Pitch Day. More on that in a second. But another thing about generating leads is it's not enough to tell your story once and then sit back and hope the leads come in, hope the investors come in. You need to constantly be showing up. You need to be consistent. You need to show up repeatedly over and over and over again in different locations, but also in the same locations with different investors, but also with the same investors. Oftentimes, you're asking somebody to write a check for $100,000 or $1 million. You're probably not going to close them on a 10-minute pitch or a 30-minute webinar or even a 30-minute or hour-long one-on-one phone call. It might take multiple touch points over the course of weeks or months or even years to close certain prospects. They need to become familiar with you, comfortable with you, and understand not just your deal, but also you and your team. So you need to constantly show up and keep pounding the pavement, essentially. And again, a call to action to generate those leads. So take the next step. Click here to subscribe to my Opportunity Zone newsletter. Take the next step. Click here to schedule a call with me and my team. Take the next step. Click here to download our white paper on Opportunity Zones. Multiple types of calls to action that can work for a campaign like generating investor leads and bringing in investor dollars into Opportunity Zone deals. OZ Pitch Day, I mentioned, is a great resource for qualified opportunity funds and project managers who are looking to raise capital for their Opportunity Zone projects. We have our next event coming up on June 13th. We do these three times a year. We had one back in March. We had, I think it was 8 or 9 very solid Opportunity Zone operators present their opportunities during that event. And we're gearing up for our next one coming up in June. We'll have one more before year end. We'll have it in mid-November. So check us out. You can head to ozpitchday.com. If you're interested in participating, sponsoring the event, and presenting your investment opportunity, whether it's a single qualified opportunity zone project, or maybe it's a huge multi-asset qualified opportunity fund. Maybe it's a single asset qualified opportunity fund. Contact me and my team, head to ozpitchday.com or scan that QR code on the screen. There's a partner with us section at the bottom of that page if you want to request information to learn more about that, or just shoot me an email. Getting to tip number five now. This is one of my favorites here. The fortune is in the follow-up. Echoing what I said on the previous slide, you have to consistently show up different places, same places, different investors, same investors. You need to constantly follow up. It's not enough to do one thing and sit back and relax. It's not enough to get on the phone or email one person one time. You need to email, call that person multiple times, hit them from all angles, and have a real dialogue with them, an ongoing dialogue back and forth before you close them. So in order to close the leads, remember that the investor is on a journey with you. He or she is learning about you and your team and your investment deal, and he or she's probably not going to make an investment decision the first time that they end up meeting you, right? It's a little bit like dating and getting married. You're probably not going to ask the girl to marry you on the first date. Be great if it happens, but oftentimes it takes a few dates, right, before you seal the deal there. So just understand it's a long sales cycle. It's a long journey. Use a CRM to organize and nurture your leads. Nurturing, by that I mean constantly keeping in communication with them. Schedule follow-up calls. Schedule email campaigns to drip out to them at regular intervals. Be persistent. Get on the phone. Meet in person. And finally, be organized. This goes back to having that infrastructure and ready to accept the wire, because eventually at some point, some of these leads might end up closing and becoming some investors. You want to make sure that you're ready. You have your subscription docs in place. You have your fund administration team in place. You have your bank accounts all lined up, and you have your wiring docs so you can bring in those investment dollars. So those are my five tips. Those are the best tips that I have for raising opportunities on equity. Again, it's a challenging landscape based on those slides that I showed at the beginning. But I do think there's some daylight at the end of the tunnel. And I do believe that because of just the huge run-up in stocks, the huge run-up in crypto, and I think there's been a huge run-up in real estate values also, but the interest rates and financing's become so difficult. There are unrealized capital gains out there. It's just a matter of time before we're able to tap into them and have investors roll over those gains into opportunities and deals. I do think activity will pick up before the end of this year, particularly if we get a reduction in interest rates, which is looking a little iffy at this point. But I'm hopeful that we've hit a nadir, or the nadir is on the horizon here before too long. I want to transition now and tell you more about our Opportunity Zone Mastermind group, which I referenced a few times during the course of today's presentation. OZ Insiders. This is a group for high-performing Opportunity Zone professionals and investors. My partner Andy and I launched it back in November of 2023, less than a year ago. We're up over 50 members now. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. First of all, disclaimer here, the Opportunity Zone tax incentive itself and OZ Insiders are never going to take a bad deal and make it good. That makes sense, right? If you have a bad deal, you can't turn it into a good deal with a magic wand. And the Opportunity Zone tax incentive is a tax incentive on profits, on capital gains. So you better have profits at the end of 10 years. Otherwise, the whole thing's not worthwhile. That makes sense, right? And one other disclaimer is you're not going to instantly close out your capital raise if you decide to form an Opportunity Zone fund. That's not like a magic bullet. Nor is OZ Insiders a magic bullet where you're going to instantly fill out your capital raise. That makes sense, right? That's realistic, don't you think? So what can Opportunity Zone Insiders do for you? What can this mastermind group of high-performing Opportunity Zone professionals and executives and investors, some of the brightest minds in the Opportunity Zone industry, do for you? Well, it can help drive your strategy forward and unlock new growth. We can help you put into place that infrastructure that I talked about. We can help you get on OZ Pitch Day, get you more pitch ready, or just point you in the right direction. Whatever it might be that you need, we can help get you pointed in the right direction so you don't waste any more time on dead ends. We're essentially a shortcut to unlocking Opportunity Zone strategy growth. There's three challenges I oftentimes hear about Opportunity Zones from investors and from operators in this space. Challenge number one is no one else is facing my unique Opportunity Zone problems. That's challenge number one. Challenge number two, I hear this one might be the one that I hear most often. Man, this stuff is confusing, Jimmy. Nobody knows about it. It's confusing. There's all these timelines. There's these deadlines, 2026, 2028, 10 year, 7 year, 5 year. It's hard to find the true experts, and just everything takes too long. It's too confusing. And that's a very valid criticism that I hear. It's a huge challenge. That's challenge number two. And challenge number three I hear a lot is that it's really hard to stay in the know on the latest opportunity zone trends and best practices and emerging news. You know, this is still a relatively new tax incentive program. It's only been in existence since 2018. The final regulations were only issued by the IRS at the very end of 2019. So, you know, it was less than 5 years ago we got final regs, and the final regs are those regulations are still evolving and changing over time. There's some legislation floating around out there. Is that going to pass? Is it not going to pass? What's in it? How is the opportunity zone incentive going to change? It's kind of hard to stay in the know. So those are the three challenges we hear, one, two, and three. So let me address challenge number one. No one else is facing my unique opportunity zone challenges. Well, I'm here to say that we've been there and we've done that. I've had over 20,000 people opt in on my email list, and I've gotten on the phone. I haven't gotten on the phone with all 20,000, but I've gotten on the phone with a lot of them, and I've traded email correspondence with hundreds of, probably thousands of them, if I'm being honest. And I've basically seen and heard everything. And I've helped direct a lot of different people in a lot of different directions based on what they need. I've kind of heard everything. We've been there and we've done that. We have lived and breathed opportunity zones since the middle of 2018, shortly after the opportunity zones themselves, the census tracts, were designated. So we've seen pretty much everything. I guarantee you that if you have a unique OZ problem, it may not be as unique as you think, or I've heard some variation of it, and I can help get you pointed in the right direction. Challenge number two, opportunity zones are confusing. It's hard to find the true experts, and everything takes too long. And that is true. That is actually right. It can be very difficult to find the right professionals, but it's actually easy for us because, again, we've been operating in this space since 2018, since the very beginning of opportunity zones. I've gotten to know everybody in the space. I know all the attorneys. I know all the accountants. Okay, maybe not all, but I know the vast majority of the attorneys and the accountants that show up and that have a great deal of opportunity zone expertise. I know a lot of the developers. I know a lot of the investors and sponsors. And we have the largest Rolodex, essentially, in the opportunity zone space. OZ Insiders can be your shortcut for what used to take a long time, or for what can still take a long time if you don't use us. And finally, challenge number three is, I hear this a lot, it's hard to stay in the know. I don't know what's going on with the regs. I don't know what's going on with legislation. I don't know what the best practices are. How are other groups handling XYZ problem? Well, that's part of the reason why I put together this community of experts, is that we're developing best practices within our orbit, within our ecosystem here. And everybody within the network's helping everybody else kind of stay in the know. We also do that through our ongoing monthly meetings and our masterclasses. The network itself is a great resource for all of the people who are within the network, if that makes sense. So now let me ask you a question. Do you want to hear more about what's inside OZ Insiders? Do you want to hear more about what you get when you join OZ Insiders? Anybody want to hear what's in it? What is it exactly? Getting a couple yeses out there in the ether. So we'll move on here. We got Greg raising his hand. Thanks, Greg. Here's what you're going to get. Got a lot of bullet points I'm going to go through here. I'm going to go through them as quickly as possible. Get everybody wrapped up here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, hopefully. So here's what you're going to get. You're going to get access to our Rolodex, as I mentioned before. We have the largest Rolodex in the opportunity zone space. Here's a great picture of a Rolodex in case you forgot what one of those looks like. I don't think anybody uses these anymore. And I use the term Rolodex loosely. We don't actually have a physical Rolodex on my desk, but we know everybody in the space just about. This map of the United States here, and look at Puerto Rico down here, shows each pinpoint on the map is where a different OZ Insiders member is located. So these are just our members. I know many more people who are not in our member roles, but I just wanted to show this map of, we are truly a national organization. You're also going to get, so when you join, you're going to get access to our Rolodex. You're also going to get access to our live monthly masterclasses. So these are our next three masterclasses that we have coming up just this upcoming Monday, just a few days from today. Let's see, 4 days from today. We have Mike O'Mara from Ozone Capital joining us. He's going to present a masterclass titled Connecting OZ Sponsors, Deals, and Capital Sources. In June, Brett Siglin, an OZ attorney at Fenimore Law in Phoenix, Arizona, will be presenting a masterclass called Financing Opportunity Zone Deals. And then our July masterclass, we do one of these a month. It's usually on the second Monday of each month. July 8th, Jerry Ryson, a renowned Opportunity Zone and business attorney located in Dallas. He's going to be presenting a masterclass titled Opportunity Zone Development Joint Ventures. And then we have, if you go to ozinsiders.com/calendar, we have many more events and masterclasses lined up throughout the course of the year. But these are our next three that are coming up. So you're going to get, when you join OZ Insiders, access to our Rolodex. You'll get access to our live monthly masterclasses. Masterclasses a lot like the one that you saw today, by the way, which was 5 tips for raising Opportunity Zone equity, was a condensed version of a masterclass that I gave just a couple months ago to this group. And you're also going to get access to our on-demand library of previous masterclasses. Remember, we've been doing these since November, so we have a pretty extensive library. These are two of our older ones here. We had Andrew Daup present on Opportunity Zone PPMs and subscription docs. And then we had Ashley present in December on structuring Opportunity Zone deals. Some other masterclasses we've had one about the Opportunity Zone legislation. We had mine about raising Opportunity Zone equity. And then we also had one about how to conduct due diligence for Opportunity Zone projects and funds. That was a great one taught by Jill Homan. So when you join OZ Insiders, you're going to get access to our Rolodex. You'll get access to our live monthly masterclasses, second Monday of every month, excuse me. You'll get access to our on-demand library of all previous masterclasses. We record every one. So if you join afterward or you miss one, you can always watch the on-demand version after the fact. You'll get 24/7 access to our private chat group as well. So we operate on the Slack app, and it's very lively in there some days with different news. We just had some discussion about the New York Assembly and Senate are currently taking a look at a bill that would decouple New York State from Opportunity Zones. We had some discussion in there a couple weeks back about Nashville, different projects in Nashville Opportunity Zones. So it's a pretty lively group of a rather eclectic collection of topics, but everything Opportunity Zone related. Well, we have some discussion about interest rates from time to time as well. So private group chat, great way for the members to stay in communication with each other in between masterclasses. So OZ Insiders, just to recap, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get access to our Rolodex. You get access to our live monthly masterclasses, access to our on-demand library of all previous masterclasses, 24/7 access to our private chat group that I participate in. And you'll also get invitations to our private in-person events. And, you know, we've had a few of these in-person events. This is some of us at the Novogratic Expo or Summit, they call it, and the Novogratic OZ Summit back last November. Here's a group of 12 of us at our OZ networking dinner that we did in Dallas earlier this year. And coming up next week, 1 week from tomorrow, Friday, May 17th, we're doing our next private Opportunity Zones networking dinner just for OZ Insiders members. We're getting together at Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse, my favorite restaurant in Chicago, the Windy City. Important note, the deadline to RSVP for this is today at midnight, because we need to get a final headcount turned into the restaurant first thing tomorrow morning. So the deadline to RSVP for that is today. But if you join OZ Insiders today and you want to come to the dinner and meet me and a lot of the other members of our community there, you still have time, but you got to do it today. So that's the deal there. We need to get that headcount turned into the restaurant first thing tomorrow morning. So looking forward to that. The dinner we did in Dallas a couple months ago was terrific. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of the folks that we have in the Midwest now at the Chicago dinner. So here's what you're going to get. Quick recap. access to our Rolodex, access to our live monthly masterclass. You get invited every month to our live monthly masterclass. We have an on-demand library of all previous masterclasses you'll get instant access to, 24/7 access to our private chat group, invitations to our private in-person events. We did a dinner in Dallas a couple months ago. We're doing a dinner in Chicago next week. We're going to do at least one more dinner this year. We have scheduled for Tuesday, November 5th in Washington, D.C., the night before the upcoming Novogradic OZ Summit in Washington. It'll be right down the street from the hotel that we're all staying at. So I think that might be our biggest in-person event of the year. We'd love to have you out for that one. And then this is a new offering, and this is a limited time offering. You're also going to get access to the Opportunity Zones Blueprint. Now, this is a free bonus, and we previously sold this a la carte for $997. It's yours free when you join OZ Insiders. And what is this? It's my flagship course on Opportunity Zones. It's a four-hour workshop for busy investors who want to master the OZ program. There's seven different modules here. Actually, I think we called it six modules, plus a bonus module on how to do the tax filings. And it also includes my proven five-step framework to make your first or next Opportunity Zone investment. So anybody who wants just a comprehensive crash course, it's more than a 20 or 30 minute crash course. It's a 4 hour workshop, but it's a crash course nonetheless. In half a day or work on your own time, you can really learn a lot about the Opportunity Zone program and essentially take a shortcut to mastery of Opportunity Zones with this course. $997 a la carte, we sold it for, but it's a free bonus for anyone who joins OZ Insiders. I'm not sure how long we're going to be running this special for. We might cut it off at the end of this month and do something else with this blueprint. But for the time being, if you join today or before the end of this month, you'll get this free bonus. So here's what you're going to get. Total recap here. Access to our Rolodex, access to our live monthly masterclasses, and access to our on-demand library of all previous masterclasses, 24/7 access to our private chat group, invitations to our private in-person events, and for a limited time, my flagship course on Opportunity Zones, the Opportunity Zones Blueprint, valued at $997. Total value of this entire package, this entire membership is, I think, $28,797. Now, obviously, I'm not going to charge you that much for it, but let me just ask you before I get to the price. If all this did, if all OZ Insiders did for you was give you access to our Rolodex, the biggest network, biggest list of connections in the Opportunity Zones industry to help take your OZ strategy to the next level so I can point you in the right direction, get you connected with the right people, would it be worth it? If all OZ Insiders did was provide you with invitations, in-person meetings with the leading professionals and investors in the space, would it be worth it? Or if all this did was give you the highest quality educational content from the very best instructors in the OZ industry, would it be worth it? We can get started now. Again, I think the value of this is over $28,000, but I'm not going to charge you that, obviously. It's just $299 per month. You can get started now by heading to ozinsiders.com. Again, just $299 per month. We also have a year-long option. If you want to commit for a full year, you can save 17%. Possibly the best part, we stand behind what we're offering here. We are so confident that you're going to get incredible value out of OZ Insiders that we offer not a 30-day money-back guarantee, but a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. If you join today and then a few weeks from now or a month from now or up to 60 days from now, if you decide, you know what, this isn't for me for whatever reason, or I'm not getting value out of it, or you know what, I'm not doing OZs anymore, or I just already got out of it what I need to get out of it, you can write to our team, request to cancel your account, request money back, and we'll give you all your money back. We only want you to stay a member if you love it. So that's our 60-day, no questions asked, money-back guarantee. So again, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get access to our Rolodex. You're going to get live monthly masterclasses every month, typically on the second Monday of each month. On-demand library of all previous masterclasses, 24/7 access to our private chat group, invitations to our private in-person events, and for a limited time. Free bonus, my flagship course, The Opportunity Zones Blueprint, total value $28,797. Scan that QR code on your screen or head to ozinsiders.com to get started today. It's only $299 per month. There's a yearly option as well if you want to save 17%. We also have a corporate rate. If two or more members of your organization would wish to join OZ Insiders, we don't have the checkout option enabled right on that homepage at ozinsiders.com, but email me and my team. There's a link to email us about the corporate membership. If you have questions about that, we'll send you a private checkout page and we'll tell you the details there. And of course, with any of our membership rates, whether you do the monthly rate, the yearly rate, or the corporate rate, we stand behind a 60-day no questions asked money back guarantee. We'll give you all your money back if you're not fully satisfied. But wait, there's more. I promised you a couple of bonuses. One of the bonuses is the Opportunity Zones Blueprint, of course, but one more bonus today only. If you're watching this Zoom webinar live, or maybe you're watching the live stream simulcast on YouTube, and as long as you get in before midnight tonight, I'm also offering a strategy call with Jimmy. That's me. So you'll get on the phone with me. It's a 30-minute call where I can interact with you one-on-one and get you pointed in whichever direction you need to go. You can pick my brain. We can talk about whatever you want. So that's offered today only. I don't always offer this because my schedule is very busy and I'm not always able to get on the phone with everybody all the time. But today only, you can get on the phone with me very quickly, actually, after first signing up for OZ Insiders. I promise you that. So that's offered today only. Hop on the phone. What is that? That looks like it's the phone to the White House or the Bat phone or something like that, that red one. Okay, so here it is. This is it. This is the total recap now. This is the last slide in the deck. What you're going to get, you're going to get access to our Rolodex. This is all the things you get when you join OZ Insiders today. Live monthly masterclasses, on-demand library of all previous masterclasses, 24/7 access to our private chat group, invitations to our private in-person events like the dinner we did in Dallas a couple months back, the dinner we're doing at Gibson's in Chicago, Illinois next week, the dinner that we're doing in Washington, D.C. in November. Limited time offer, my flagship course, The Opportunity Zones Blueprint, and today only, strategy call with me. Total value, $29,797. Of course, I'm not going to charge you that. That's ridiculous, but I do think that's what it's worth. Get started now, ozinsiders.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. It's $299 per month, and it comes with a 60-day no questions asked money back guarantee. What do we got going on here in the chat? Let me check out the chat here. Okay. DV says, we are at Puerto Rico and have Puerto Rico issues as a new developer and operator. DV, send us an email or join OZ Insiders. We'll help get you pointed in the right direction. We have one of our members in Puerto Rico. A couple of the attorneys in our group have a lot of experience doing Puerto Rico-based deals. So, and then Greg says, I'm a novice. Can you direct us to a document or a link that explains the advantages of an OZ in simple, concise terms? I would refer you to our free guide, Greg, on Opportunity DB, which is Opportunity Zones Explained. And I'll type in the URL for that right now. It's at opportunitydb.com/guide. I've just entered that into the Zoom chat. If you click that link, that'll take you to the guide. I believe it's 8 chapters roughly. So you can kind of click the chapter that you need. One of the chapters is basically just as concisely as I can, I summarized what the OZ advantages are. Also summarize them for you right now. So you have to start with a capital gain. You can trigger a gain by selling your Bitcoin, by selling some real estate, by selling some stocks or some bonds or some mutual funds or some ETFs, anything in your brokerage account. You can sell your private business or you can sell a stake in your private business, whatever generates some sort of capital gain. Let's call it $1 million. Let's say you've got $1 million capital gain. Take that $1 million. And if you don't do anything with it, if you put it somewhere other than an Opportunity Zone investment, on April 15th of next year, you'll owe about $238,000 on that capital gain to the federal government, plus whatever you might owe to your states that you have nexus in. Now, instead, let's say you take that $1 million and you roll it over into, or you reinvest it into an opportunity zone investment through an entity called a qualified opportunity fund. Well, then you get one benefit right off the top is you don't owe anything next April because you get to defer recognition of that capital gain until December 31, 2026. So that liability does still come home to roost, but you get a few years of an interest-free loan from Uncle Sam, essentially. And then on April 15th of 2027, you would owe some amount of money on that gain. Depends what the rate is in 2027. And it also depends if, it depends what the fair market value of your opportunity zone investment is at the time, but it's probably going to be about $238,000 that you would owe on April 15th, 2027, assuming that rates stay the same and that your opportunity zone investment hasn't lost value. Now, maybe it has. Anyways, I won't go into great detail there, but talk to a CPA about that. The big benefit is you make an investment in a qualified opportunity fund today, 10 years from today or more, you sell that opportunity zone investment for $3 million. So you've 3x'd your capital investment. You have a $2 million gain. Now, ordinarily, under today's rates, you would owe more than $500,000 on that $2 million gain, right? Or close to it. And with opportunity zones, you owe nothing. That's the brilliant part. That's the big kicker is there's no capital gains tax on the opportunity zone investment, on the appreciation within your opportunity zone investment, so long as you hold that opportunity zone investment for at least 10 years. So that's it. That's it in brass tacks, what the benefit is to investors. It's a great way to one, defer your initial capital gain, and then two, eliminate capital gains liability on your subsequent opportunity zone investment. There's one more benefit, which is there's no depreciation recapture for opportunity zone investors. So if you have an asset that you're taking depreciation on, maybe a multifamily building, or maybe the equipment within a business, and especially if you can get bonus accelerated depreciation under the current tax code, then you can really take a lot of depreciation in the first year or two. And then when you go to sell it 10 years plus down the road, that depreciation recapture, which would kick in for a non-OZ investment, and you'd owe ordinary, I think it's ordinary gain income. Actually, I think it's taxed at a different rate. I think it's taxed at, kind of depends what type of depreciation it is, but it's taxed at some rate that's currently higher than typical capital gains rate. That's for a non-OZ investment. For an OZ investment, there's no depreciation recapture. So you could eliminate a pretty big tax liability there. We had one more question that came in on the Q&A tool here. Greg says, thank you. And I say, you're welcome. Let me stop the screen share here for a minute because I can't find the... the Q&A. There it is. Okay. Vince. Vince asks, how does a member access your Rolodex? Do you provide a CSV type file we can load into our CRM? Vince, no. That's a great question. The Rolodex kind of lives in my head, I guess I would say. And basically how it would work is it's not like a CSV file dump, but if you tell me you need some introduction to an accountant or an attorney, or you need some sort of specialization in renewable energy tax credits, let's say, or you need some sort of specialization in, let's say you want to start raising capital from the broker-dealer network or RIA groups, you know, whatever your opportunity zone challenge is, maybe you've got a lot of pieces in place, but you don't know how to administer the fund. So you need a fund administration contact. I have all of those contacts at the ready. So I can kind of plug you in to where you need to go, essentially. Now, we do offer CSV files for investors or CSV files of investors, I should say, to our OZ Pitch Day sponsors. So if you sponsor OZ Pitch Day and you present your Opportunity Zone investment offering, Qualified Opportunity Fund or Qualified Opportunity Zone Business or some other OZ project that you're raising capital for from Opportunity Zone investors, if you're a sponsor of that event and you present your offering to investors, the day after the event, we do send you a CSV list of all of the investors who were present during your presentation. So that's one way that we do have a CSV file, and you can load that into our CRM, and our sponsors do that all the time. And it's helpful for the investors in our network as well, because the investors in our network who attend OZ Pitch Day, they typically don't have a lot of transparency into the Opportunity Zone marketplace. It's a rather opaque marketplace. It's kind of hard to get access to different deals, hard to get access to OZ deal flow. So when you register for OZ Pitch Day and you sit in on OZ Pitch Day, it's kind of helpful to get those emails and those calls from sponsors who are raising capital the day after or the weeks after. So I think that answers your question, Vince. Thank you for the questions. I don't see any other questions. I'm checking to see if there's anything going on here in the YouTube channel. I think we're good to go here. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, if you want to learn more about OZ Insiders, you can head to ozinsiders.com to learn more. Today, May 9th, 2024 is the deadline to RSVP for our private OZ Insiders dinner in Chicago. So if you want to come to that, today's the last day to let me know about it. I got to let the restaurant know, and then I can't guarantee space after that date. We have our masterclass on connecting OZ deals, sponsors, and capital sources presented by Michael Mara of Ozone Capital is coming up next Monday. So today's a great day to join OZ Insiders. But wait, there's more. Also, if you do join by today, you'll also get a free one-on-one strategy call with me, Jimmy Atkinson. Again, thank you so much to everybody for participating today. It's been a pleasure as always. And we'll be back real soon with another webinar just like this one. Thanks, everybody. That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. As a reminder, you can find us online at opportunitydb.com. The Opportunity Zones podcast is produced by Opportunity DB. This podcast is available on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and all other podcast listening platforms. Just hit that subscribe or follow button so you get all of our new episodes as we release them. And we'll be back soon with another exciting episode.